Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can. God is good when all the time. When in doubt, we pray it out. Good morning, how to do? No copyrights to any music you might hear in the background this morning. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. It's Saturday. And what a rainy motherfucking Saturday it is, okay? It's about what? Let's see what this is. 3 o'clock in the seas this morning. And when I say seas, I mean California. Good morning, world. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Now, this morning, I would like to give a little love where love is due, okay? And that love goes out to you. To everybody who's had my back, it's called People Appreciation Day on this Saturday with your girl, the Why. Listen, I got a lot going on. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Right now, I'm going to appreciate you. Okay? How to do? Okay? Happy appreciation morning for you, my people that's always been there with me, rocking with me. Okay, all right, listen, I can't be too loud because just like I said, it's 3 o'clock in the morning over here in the seas. Okay, that means California for all my people. I appreciate y'all. Okay, People Appreciation Day. Okay, with your girl, the Why. Listen, you can do whatever you put your mind to. You understand me? Practice makes perfect. Don't let nobody tell you you can't. Don't let nobody tell you you won't. You go out there and motherfucking do. Good morning, y'all. I appreciate y'all having my back. I appreciate y'all being here because, listen. Now, I know you could be anywhere else listening to any other podcast in the world, but you're here with your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can, and I want to thank you. Matter of fact, I want to thank the cities, okay, that we know, you know, got me on their radar, okay? And number one will be my hometown, Racine, Wisconsin. We want to go on with Milwaukee, Chicago, with a little St. Louis up in there. Hey, St. Louis, I ain't know y'all was riding for me. I appreciate it. Chicago, Chi-town, okay? Chi-town, hey, Milwaukee. Okay, I already big up my hometown. And let's not forget New York. What up, New York? Okay, the Barrows, baby, we there. You understand me? Y'all understand me? All right, I appreciate y'all. Yo, I appreciate all the love, you know. You understand what I'm saying? You got to give love to those who give love to you. I see you. You understand me? Was Florida on there? Illinois was on there. Hey, Illinois. Okay. What's going on? You know, I appreciate you. I'm going to tell you what God loves. I appreciate all the love that has been given to me. Okay. I appreciate that. It's Saturday, y'all. And with that said, any birthdays out here today? I want to throw out a few late birthdays. Is that all right with y'all? Okay, on the 9th. Okay, we're going to start by the 9th. It was my sister's birthday. Big up Poochie. That's what we call her. But the family call her Tupac. Okay, no disrespect to Pac himself because we know he's an icon. No one could never, ever, 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 ever do that. You understand me? You okay? But we call my sister Pac as well because her whole Facebook page is just full of Tupac. Okay, she just loved her some Pac. That was her baby daddy in her mind. And nobody, baby, can take that shit away, okay? Now, we done sent her ass to counseling several motherfucking times on that. And she done told the counselor, I don't give a fuck what you say. You understand me? That was my baby daddy. Everybody want to produce, where's the son? Where is the son? None of your motherfucking business, my sister said. Everybody want to know your motherfucking business. You don't tell everybody everything. You see what I'm saying? Okay, especially not with this society today. You got to keep some shit to yourself. So happy birthday. Big ups to my sister. It's her birthday. And then I had my cousin Pooh Strong up over there. It was her birthday as well. Okay. Happy birthday, cousin. It was cousin birthday as well. Okay. All right. All right. So they were celebrating. And a couple of more family members, happy birthday to you. If I have forgotten anybody, you know I love you. Okay. Happy birthday to you as well. Okay. Oh, I think Mr. Benny Brown. See, I'm so confused because every time it's somebody's birthday, my mother bring up it's somebody else's birthday or it's her anniversary. Or they, so I get confused about her, you know, her little, right, occasions every now and then. So I'm going to say happy birthday to Mr. Benny Brown because I think it's his birthday as well. I'm not sure. I'm telling y'all. Listen, today is a busy day for me. That's why I had to get up and holler at you and tell you I love you and tell you how much I appreciate you. And I want to say happy birthday to anybody that it might be a birthday today. Is that the Pisces shit? Ooh, let me tell you something. I love y'all Pisces. Y'all got good hearts. You beautiful little people, but you're something else. But anyway, it's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can. I want to say happy birthday to all the Pisces in the world today. Okay, happy anniversary to any anniversary folks. Let me say that because I was just saying my mama, every time somebody's birthday coming around, it's something with her. You know what I'm saying? It's an anniversary. It's another birthday. It's a bon visca. You know what I'm saying? It's a momisca. Whatever the fuck it is, it's always something on somebody else's day. Do you have y'all got 10 people in your family? I know you do. Because everybody got one crackhead per family. It's like the Lord do crazy jokes with us urban folks. I ain't going to lie. And some of you Caucasians, I feel so sorry for you because some of y'all suffer the same fate. And that's how we know the Lord ain't prejudiced. You understand me? Because every family, can't do that too loud. I know some of y'all love that. I don't want to take that from you. You understand me? But I know every one in a motherfucking America and each family got a crackhead. Y'all can't tell me. Do not try it. Because the Lord did that to everybody. Everybody got a crackhead in their motherfucking family. You understand me? So, right. Listen, just be careful what you do. Happy anniversary. Okay? All right? Happy anniversary. I don't know where I was going with everybody got a crack. Well, I guess everybody can't say nothing. Nobody can't be better than the other. That's the point taken on the crackhead thing because that went totally to a left. I don't went from anniversaries to crackhead. Listen, I love y'all. Okay? You can do anything you want to do today. Practice makes perfect. No, I came on here so we can have a talk. Okay, I was saying, you know how you have one person in everybody, family, right, that every time you doing something, they doing something. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes that could overshadow the shit that you was going to do because, you know, they now start talking about what the hell they going to do. Like, every year, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I love her to death. That's my mama love. Everybody love your mama. You only got one. But every time this woman's birthday come around, my stomach cringe. Why, you ask? Why? Why are you acting like that? Why with your mama's birthday? The why has anxiety when my mother's birthday comes around because everything must stop. The world must motherfucker stop. You ever had one of them people? Right. Their birthday come around, everything must stop. You have to focus on them and their birthday. And then when somebody else's birthday come around, they always have an event right around somebody else's shit. Everybody got that person in their family. Okay, for us, it's mom's. See, so when mom's birthday come around, it's going to be on. That's why I really don't, to me, to this day, right now to this day, y'all, I really don't celebrate my birthday that much. And that's sad to say. But it's because of moms. Don't say your moms cannot affect your life because I know they do. Some shit I'm doing right now is simply because of my mom. And she don't even know it. But it's like a pet peeve of mine. That's why I say, at a certain age, you can control your destiny. Okay, you could be nice. You know what the fuck to do and what not to do. You understand me? You know how to be cordial with your mom. That's your mom and you only got one. Right now to this day, I don't celebrate my birthday. I don't. I know I know Jehovah's Witness or nothing. I believe in Jesus Christ, Lord, Jesus Christ, Lord. Okay, it's just the point about when my mother's birthday comes around, it is so overwhelming for me. That when my birthday come around, I barely want to see that shit. I'd be upset. I'd be like, again, bitch, didn't we just circle last year? And here you go again. Fall, bitch. Okay, right. Her birthday is summer. So she get to do that summer shit. You know, have fun. It's like an extravaganza every motherfucking time. I remember we threw her a party. Oh, my God. It was a disaster. And it was out of town. And we did our best. But it was a disaster because, really, the people that we thought were going to come didn't. So we rented out, y'all. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it. It's your girl, the why. Why not? Because we can't listen. Because I'm trying to show you that you could control your own destiny. We threw her a party one year out of town. We call ourselves throwing it closer to her family. Because we was expecting this big-ass extravaganza, right? We just knew everybody was going to be able to get at the same place at the same time, right? Didn't turn out that way. A goddamn handful of folks. Okay, handful of folks. Okay, we appreciated they came. I want to say that. Let me start off by saying that. But true, the people didn't turn out the way we wanted them to turn out. Okay, right. All the equipment. Oh, my goodness. That was my first real production that I threw for myself as well. Nightmare. We couldn't get the fucking mics to work. It was just a nightmare. And then overall, moms cried because she wanted everybody to come and everybody didn't show up. And the ones that did, she wanted to trap us in the extravaganza with her. So, goddammit, if she was going through misery, we were all going through misery too. But it was a nice performance, okay? Because the one thing my family do know how to do is throw a production. I'm going to tell you, I don't care who didn't show up, it still was an A and B production, okay? We throw shows, okay? I don't know what the fuck y'all throw. Parties? Baby, we throw shows, okay? And that production? My mother performed at her own goddamn birthday party and it turned it out. But the whole thing about it was we all had to be in there with her. She didn't want us to go take a smoke break and oh, yeah. Some people needed a smoke break. I'm sure everybody have the family member in the family that has to take that smoke break. Don't lie. Don't say you don't. Okay? All right? Because everybody do. So she didn't want us to take no smoke break, but it was all right. Overall, it turned out beautiful. I was upset because I should have tried to work the equipment before the extravaganza began because they got the equipment made. They did. They got it to working. But at that time, I was so discouraged and upset. I should have been more of a woman. See, you handle. We all know how to handle our own destiny. I should have been more of a woman and went on and pulled my part out. See, my mother did her production, okay? I went over there and relaxed and got the relaxing and drinking and eating and a flirting. You know what I'm saying? And a flirting. You know how we do, ladies. Okay, and a flirting. Right. Because there still was several things going on in the room. Don't even play with it, okay? You see, I started getting busy around the end of the night of the production, okay? Because I was talking and mingling with people, you know, and I could have did better than what I did, but I got sidetracked by this Razzglide Bumba Glide, beautiful Razzglide Chocolate Monday. So I forgot what the plan was. And as a woman, we always do, don't they? Okay, especially when they pretty chocolate with beautiful teeth. Boy, we gonna talk about it. I want to say thank y'all for listening. I want to say thank y'all for, you know, just riding with your girl. Okay, it's your girl to ride, why not? Because we can. No, I'm not. I refuse to talk about the president this morning. I refuse. And then I'm going to protest. Okay? Because I'm trying to still figure out where's another candidate. We going to talk about it, America, or what? Are we going to talk about the motherfucking elephant in the room or what? Are we going to talk about how that man told us not to interfere? Are we going to talk about how Americans love to interfere with other people's shit but not take care of their own shit? Okay, are we going to talk about that today? We're not going to talk about how we need to start being humane to our own people. We need to talk about how Americans can take care of Americans here in America. Okay? We ain't going to do it this morning because I love y'all. And I just appreciate y'all hanging with your girl this morning. I had a lot on my mind. Today is my mother's favorite cousin's funeral. You know, that could always be stressful. My condolences to anybody who may have lost a loved one this year, this week, this month, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. My condolences. Baby, take your time. Deal with it the best way you can, okay? The best, right, take your time. Listen, can't nobody tell you how to grieve. I want to say that because I love you. Can't nobody tell you how to grieve, okay? Take your time, get over it the best way you can, okay? Good morning, it's Saturday here with your girl, the why and why not? Because we can. It's about 3-something in the morning. I'm up, I'm feeling a little sense of loss myself. You know, y'all know I went through a couple of years ago, you know, when I lost Granny and everything. I think I'm working in a little progress. I'm able to say that without crying. Y'all know I was a mess, baby. And y'all came right on time. I'm going to tell you, boy, I tell you, y'all came right on time. That's why I want to thank you for being here chilling with your girl, because I know time is valuable. And with that said, baby, let's just get into it. Watch how you love. Protect your heart. Everybody don't have good intentions around here. And baby, that's hard. You understand me? Baby, that's hard as hell. You know what I'm saying? I understand. But you can't trust everybody in this society today. It has changed. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't have, like I said earlier, good intentions. You know, take your time. Don't talk too fast, ladies. You know, we got to be careful on what we say. Okay? That's another thing. Watch what you say and how you say it. Words hurt. Words hurt. Really. You got to be careful now what you say to people because, see, listen, it ain't the way it used to be. You know, for real, it's not the way it used to be. They're a little sensitive. So watch your tone. I'm going to say that. You watch your words and watch your tone out here because people are going through. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my goodness. You just have to be careful what you say. You know, words hurt and words go a long way. Honey, we already know that. I told y'all I don't even like celebrate my birthday. You know, sometimes. But listen, we're going to get out of that, baby. Because I said on my 55th, 55, 45, 45, baby, on that 55. Okay, I'm probably going to throw us a big-ass subscribaganza just for us. Shit, if we make it, time is valuable, y'all. I love y'all. Listen, be cautious of your time and be cautious of your heart and who you give it to. Baby, I'm telling you, it's some folks out here that's mean and everything, and then they'll love bomb you. It's some shit they call love bomb. That means they come in, ooh, I love you, I love you, I love you. Right? All that love shit. And then when you turn your back, you know what I'm saying? They doing shit behind your back. You know what I mean? Ladies, we got to be careful. We want love so bad. Okay, you got to be careful with your heart. You just can't give it to anybody these days. Motherfuckers will take your mind, body, and soul, eat it, and give it right back to you, ladies, baby. You got to be careful. Now, just like I said, if you find somebody you like and you know for sure that love you, don't waste no time. Might as well get married, okay? Get your little family started. All right, start building that generational wealth. Baby, let's talk about it. Generational wealth is everything. You got to protect your kids. Kids, y'all better check out what's going on around us, okay? We got to protect our kids as kids. Got to give them a head start. They still trying to, you know, judge us by the color of our skin. Y'all know what's going on out here in America. Y'all love to say America is not racist. We still getting beat in some areas. We still got sundown states in some areas. Okay? Yeah. Y'all got to be careful. Build that generational wealth, okay, quietly. Mm-hmm. Be careful who you tell your business. Y'all, you can't tell everybody your business these days. It's scary out here. It done changed. Okay? Senior citizens, I beg every day not to go out after dark. Because the little don't hurt senior citizens and baby thing, you know, the little respect thing and shit we used to have for each other. These young folks ain't got that no more. Y'all got to be careful. That's why I said be careful what you do and how you move at night. Senior citizens, y'all need to move at night. You need to go to that bank in the morning because now everybody's out here hungry and they for their self and they won't think twice by hurting you. The world has gotten mean and selfish out here. Oh, it's always been, but it's been to a certain degree, okay, or decree. All that shit is off. Y'all see what's going on our social media? How they getting these cops left and right? How the cops is being dirty, allegedly, left and right? You got to do whatever you need to do to protect your family, okay? By all means necessary, okay? Yeah, you got to be careful. Listen, we know right now that family is suing, ain't they? Yeah, allegedly. Oh, it's a lot going on in the world today, baby. It's a lot. Y'all, watch out for this weather. I do want to say that this weather is something else. It snowed in California last week, okay? For me, that's a sign. It never snowed in California. Well, it did in the mountains and shit, and they made that little artificial snow shit. It never really ever snowed in California, and it did. See, so that's letting me know something changing around here. Y'all need to put some shit inside your car, okay? Forgive me. You need to put a care package inside your car. You know what, y'all? The Lord is working on me. The way I talk is will get better with time, you know, right? Because I said, you know, put the shit in your car, but I meant a care package, you know, something like a blanket, all right, maybe some candles, okay? Nah, that's scary, can't put that in the car. I'm talking about blankets, flashlight, and some food, canned goods. Preferably those wiener things, you know, them little wiener things they got in the can. Get you a couple of them with some Spam and just throw it in the car just in case one time you might be trapped in your car. You understand me? You got something to protect, right, to keep you warm. You got food to the authorities and everything get there. And you can also use that care package inside your house. Now, that's where you had the candles, that's where you had a flashlight, that's where you have, you know, blankies and everything, just in case the lights and shit go out. You got to be prepared for everything in this world today. It's different. The world is changing. The rich is getting richer. The poor is getting poor. We got to work 2 or 3 jobs. We already working our body out. Y'all, put them face masks on. Because the more we work, the more low our immune system gets, and you can catch anything. I'm telling you, this shit's still out here. I caught a virus. Let me tell y'all something. Let's get into it, for real. I'm going to sit right on my bed, and we're going to talk. Listen, I caught a virus. Now, on this earth, I have been on this earth half of a century and some change. And I have never caught a virus until now. It's something in the air. Be careful. Keep those face masks on. Remember when Corona first came out, y'all? I don't know if y'all remember that. Remember when Corona first came out? Right. And we were so scared and everything, right. And we was like, it ain't no Corona. It ain't this or that. Right. And it was. I feel like we got a corona number two, and they had us take all those shots. How y'all feel about that to this day? I'm gonna tell y'all how I feel. Let me tell y'all how I feel. I'm gonna tell you what God love, because I love you. You my company, my squad, my family, and I appreciate you. Okay, listen. I feel like ever since I took those shots, I've been getting sick, y'all. I ain't never got sick like I got sick last year, this year. I'm feeling sick. I caught a virus this year. Last year, I was just sick. That was the corona we was all talking about. Remember, that wasn't here, but it was. People didn't even want to wear their masks. People was dying. Okay? Y'all remember that shit? Okay, now, I don't know what it is this year, but it's something. People still dying. Okay, just to give you a little alert. People still dying. And I caught a virus, baby. And that virus, to me, ain't fully gone out the body. You hear me? Ain't fully gone out the body. And here I'm trying to work two jobs. I'm weak, y'all. You understand me? Just by trying to live. So listen, big ups to all the mothers out there and the fathers that's working and that's juggling kids and job and success and everything at the same time. That's hard. I see you, Mom. I see you, Papi. Okay, I see you, Daddy. You understand me? That shit is hard. Or it's exhausting. Y'all keep your face mask on. I'm telling you, back to that. It's something out here. It really is. I'm telling y'all, it's something out here that's making people sick to where they still dropping. Oh, and check your senior citizens. Check your mom, your dad, your grandparents, if they still alive. Go check on them, see how they doing, especially if they're in them convalescent homes. We have talked about this before. Go check them, yo. See if they need blankets and everything. Go check on your people. What, big up New York? Did I say big up New York? Go check on your people down there in the barrels. See if they need on something or anything. We got to start being more better with each other, checking on each other. Check on grandparents, them. You only got one. When they gone, baby, they gone. See how your grandparents are. I mean, y'all put them in them. I call them early prisons. And then sometimes I get real graphic with you. Early tombs, because they're there by themselves. Ain't nothing like hearing some happy feet, being in the house with some kids. Oh, yeah, that's what I call happy feet. Being in the house with some kids running around. You see what I'm saying? You could have put Mama and Pop on them in the back room. First of all, it would have cost you lesser. Do y'all know these facilities for senior citizens cost thousands? And they are dropping the ball, okay? They play good when the kids is there and whoever is there to put the person inside them convalescent home, honey, they act up. They put on a performance for y'all. But soon as y'all leave, y'all parents is in the hands of Satan. And y'all don't even know. Matter of fact, some of y'all don't even motherfucking care. Ain't that something? Okay, y'all gonna send the very parents that worked all their life to take care of y'all wretched ass to an early prison and think y'all sending them to a luxury resort. Shit, y'all sending them to an early tomb. After 5, everybody gone. Shit, half of the staff, okay, don't even have material. Yeah, equipment, like blankets, simple shit. Blankets, your mom and granddad, them might need a snack. Fucking kitchen clothes at 7 o'clock. They got all night to go. Some of them people take pills. So when you take pills, you're going to need a snack. You're going to need a sandwich or something. You're going to need something on your stomach. Anybody that knows, that take pills, knows you got to have something on your stomach. Okay? Right. My mama tell me that all the time. That's why I don't take pills, because I ain't got time for all that extra shit. But everybody know you have to eat on some of them pills they give to our senior citizens. It's awful. And they in there after 7, no water. Y'all really think y'all sending them somewhere nice when they could be at motherfucking home, okay, with the water and cold water and shit right by their bed with a nurse coming in, and you can have half of that motherfucking money in your pocket, and you and your family go on a vacation every year, and grandma right there. Knocked out on the motherfucking bus or knocked out in the back, in the car, wherever y'all at, on the plane, everything. As a family, y'all pay those convalescent homes thousands and they don't do shit. Your parents and your grandparents is getting the bare fucking minimum. Okay, they'll eat again. Oh, yeah, they'll eat again at 6 in the morning or 7 when they sleep and still drowsy off the pills and they want to wheel them downstairs to a cold goddamn cafeteria right in the morning. Oh, yeah. Don't even ask me about it. Y'all better go get y'all receipts. I know about what goes on in there. That's sad. Okay? And some of y'all really think y'all doing y'all mama and daddy them justice. Yeah, you doing them an injustice. Go check it out. If you think I'm lying, go in there after 5. Go spend some time with grandma and grandpa then. They'll be ready to put you out at a certain time because, see, they don't need for you to see the real, you know, because the truth is horrifying, really. Y'all glorify a lie, don't you? They do. I ain't even going to talk about it. I ain't even going to talk about it, okay? It's Saturday with your girl, the why and why not, because we can. I'm just sitting up here. I told y'all. Constipating on if I should go to my mother's, you know, favorite cousin's funeral. And I shouldn't be constipating on that. But you know, you all know it's hard for me. You know, I've been going through lately. Right. With the little, you know, the little virus. You know what I'm saying? So I got to pick it up. You know, y'all know me. I got to pick it up. Oh, I went on my first little shopping spree for myself. Okay, so we will be, you know, entertaining our audience today with a beautiful... let's see, rose-colored ensemble. All right. Oh, yeah. I got my own little Facebook page, y'all, on TikTok as well. It's your girl, the wire. Right. I be acting up. I really do. We talk about everything. When I say everything, I mean everything. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen of the urban community, we got to do better, okay? We got to have that conversation. Really, we got to have that conversation. Well, what conversation? Why? What conversation should we have? We got to figure out how to unite and quit trying to fight. Okay? That's so irritating. We are the only community that don't know how to come together. Other cultures, they come together. I bet you can't go in no Indian shop and put your hands on no Indian woman up in the Indian shop. Huh? I bet you can't go in the French shop and put your hands on no French woman in no French shop. You understand me? We are the only race that don't protect our own. And we need to have that conversation. We do. We really do. We need to stop pointing fingers on what you didn't do, what you don't do, what you don't do. We need to start focusing on what we can do and how we can make it better. Huh? It's time to have that talk. America, it's time for us to have that talk again. It's getting close to election. I'm still not seeing any more candidates. We need to see that. Okay, I'm feeling like this is another rigged one. You know, they're choosing for us. Okay? No, we need to have some more candidates on the roster. You understand me? More than what y'all giving, because I'm telling you, Mr. B is not giving. Mr. T is not giving, okay? Especially not for me. I need some more fresh, more young, so we can get somebody in these Senate seats to change the laws, make laws better. Listen, Mississippi, how could you? It's starting all over again, y'all. They said, allegedly, in Mississippi, that they are trying to take away our rights to vote. Y'all gonna let them do that? In the most populated state in the world, y'all gonna let them take away y'all vote, saying we don't even count when we are the majority? See, what y'all thinking about down there? Huh? What y'all thinking about down there? For real. For real. What are we thinking about? Okay. What is this teaching us? Huh? What is this teaching us? What are they trying to teach us? I'm going to tell you. Since you don't know. Since you're sitting there in a state that's predominantly black, letting them tell you that we can't vote. It's saying, it's giving, we're not important. It's giving, we're trying to erase you. It's giving, tell me what it's giving. Huh? Tell me what it's giving, allegedly. We're going to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it right now because my stomach's still queasy thinking about how could they even do that. But it's getting done. So I suggest y'all stop watching P-Valley and get y'all shit together. Okay? All right? Okay? Get your shit together. Okay? Because y'all fell in America. How did we not see this happening? And then y'all try to tell us America is not prejudiced. For real. Take away our vote. We done came too far for this shit. And y'all sitting right there. That's why I keep telling the world, stop sitting in shit. Because if you sit in shit for too long, you ain't even going to be able to smell it. You just going to be sitting in a whole lot of shit. And Mississippi, in my crooked letter eye, humpback eye. Bitch, you sitting in shit right now. That's some shit right now. Because see, we got to stop that shit too, people. We got to stop that. Change that. Get some shit done. I don't care what y'all got to do. Protest. Get it done and get it done now. Because listen, if we let one state get away with it, what y'all think the others going to try to do? Huh? Huh? What y'all think the other one's going to try to do? Y'all got to stay woke. Okay? Y'all got to stay, especially urban America. Y'all need to stay woke. What is everybody doing? Is everybody getting high? What is the fuck is everybody doing? I don't know, but it's just beyond me. It's like, it blows my fucking mind. It do. In this century, 2023, we got shit like that happening. I told y'all that they was trying to make an all-white city out there. Now the baby came on crying. I didn't even know it went down. One little young, beautiful queen came on crying, stated we done took away her rights. And I had Jim Crow, allegedly, some Jim Crow. She was just crying, and allegedly, saying that. And then when I looked it up, I said, this can't be happening. In America today, 2023, and y'all like to talk about how y'all ain't racist. America, stop playing with us. We got a whole lot of problems, baby, that we got to tackle. And that's one of them. How the fuck y'all gonna try to say we can't vote? We not important. Huh? Y'all, listen, get down there. Get that done. I hope that was a lie. You understand me? But shit, I don't think so. Because allegedly they're trying to build an all-white city in an all-predominant black state. I don't know. Mississippi, y'all got some work to do. I suggest y'all get on it. Anybody that is from Mississippi right now need to go on and let them hear this podcast so y'all could go get y'all work done. Because I don't know where the fuck y'all at. And all this is going down right here up under y'all nose. They taking away our rights? How can they do that? That's uninstitutional. Ain't it? It's something. Slavery is over. I told y'all years ago. Okay? I'm going to keep screaming this because nobody's trying to listen. I told y'all years ago when they wouldn't get rid of them slave houses, trying to turn them into bed and breakfast, that we was going to have a problem out of Mississippi. I told y'all that. I said, why don't somebody bulldoze those goddamn slave houses down? Why are we keeping those slave houses up? Because they plan to put slaves in there. Y'all better wake up and wake up fast. And what are y'all looking at? Because I don't understand what's so glamour and glitz that you can't see what's going on right in your own state, right in your own backyards. Listen, world, I love y'all. My company, my family, my squad. We must be alert to what happens right in our backyard, Really, we must take some accountability for that. Go undo that shit, Mississippi. It's up to you. I don't care. Ring the alarms. Call somebody. Let's deal with it. Because if we don't, ooh, baby, those people are something else. Okay? And what they mad about? The why? What you think they mad about? I think they're mad at because they're showing that, you know, their people are deteriorating. Okay? Y'all like to do them opens and everything, them OPMs and PMs and everything. Right. They saying by the year 2040, it's going to be an all-chocolate city. Now, you know they don't want to hear nothing like that. They'll kill us first or try. Okay? You see what's going on around you? Or start a war. Because why are we mad at China? Why China mad at us? I love China. I thought me and us and China was just fine. When did we start being angry at China? You understand me? Okay? So listen now. If China and Russia hook up, we in trouble, y'all. And then they trying to make China mad anyway because y'all trying to take off their beloved TikTok, their little social media thing. Y'all know that's how them folks spy. They been doing that shit for years. Now all of a sudden, y'all don't want them to spy. Really, we need to be worried about other shit. Like, if they hook up with our allies, we in motherfucking trouble. Okay, we ain't first in the shit, in the weapons and shit. We third. Third ain't really good. Third is third. You got two people in front of you when you third, don't you? Okay. And now if them two people connect and hook up, bitch, where that leave you? You still at third. Your ass gonna be third. You gonna get fucked up. You third. Okay, I don't think y'all understand that. I swear, Americans... y'all something else. And then this is the thing that killed me. He trying to send our funds and shit over there out of state to them Iraqi people. But let me tell y'all something. Those folks don't even like America. They don't even like us. If y'all could hear the things they say about us. We need to keep our money within. Okay, within, that means in our motherfucking states. Because we definitely need help. What about that train crash that you know, unleashed all them chemicals in the air? We got animals dying. Folks is dying. Shit ain't, you know, plants and shit is dying. That's a state of emergency. And what about those people that's in the mountains right now that's freezing out there in California, right? Out here, that's freezing, that was not prepared for no snow, was not prepared to get stuck in. That's a national state of emergency right there. They need help. They need funds. They need medication. America needs to stop sticking their nose where it don't belong. That wasn't our business, Mr. President, talking about they living unhumane. Boy, I hate to tell you, you doing some unhumane shit right here in America right now. Worry about your backyard. I hate that. That's what I be talking about. Politicians get richer, the poor get poor. Ain't no way our money should be going out of state. It should be right here in state helping our people. You understand me? What's so wrong with that? I'm just trying to figure out why we just can't never help our own and be happy with that. You know, helping us and everything. I'm telling you, y'all, some of them we just need to get rid of. I'm telling you. And now he trying to march. With black people. Did y'all see that? Did y'all see that march? That was the worst looking march in the world, allegedly. Did y'all see Jesse Jackson? Lord! They put that man in a wheelchair and wheeled him down the street. God forgive me. God forgive me. God forgive me. Anything for a vote. And baby had the nerve, allegedly, to have Polo Al Shopping right next to him. Boy, get the fuck up out of here. Boy, our president ain't got no shame, did it? He had no shame, did it? Baby, did you see it? Oh, you better get your receipts. Okay, your girl, the way I seen it, I'm going to tell you what God love right now. I fell out. I couldn't do it. I said, why? With that man. Had that man. It was wrong. And y'all know it was wrong. America, y'all know y'all wrong. When it comes to voting time, they'll do anything to catch the urban vote. Y'all see that shit? Do y'all see that shit? Did y'all see them folks go down there to Mexico? And listen, my condolences to that family. And something happened. They got kidnapped. Some folks got killed, baby. And did y'all see the cartel had the folks tied up and shit and sent them on to the police or something? Yeah, and wrote a note, allegedly. Did y'all see that? Ooh, honey. Listen, urban America, stay out of Mexico. Y'all stay out of these foreign countries. Please. Don't do nothing else if you can't get it done in America. For real. Stay from out of here. Stay from out of Mexico. Y'all know Mexico allegedly got its own certain problems. They mad. The cartel and shit is upset. They done called El Chapo allegedly. Then they done called his son, El Chapo Jr. You say it's too much going on in Mexico right now for y'all. Okay, urban America, stop it. Stop it. The scene is hot. Okay? You got to wait for a long time. I wouldn't go to Mexico right now for a minute because Mexico got stained up from Miss Right Shaquella and them people. What about your friends, allegedly? My condolences still goes out to that family as well. Y'all be careful who y'all call friends. That's why I said you don't tell everybody your business. This is coming from your girl, the wife. You do not tell everybody your business because everybody don't have good intentions these days. Everybody's a scammer. Everybody's right. They doing too much. You understand me? When you say I got to get to know, you really got to get to know a motherfucker through his family background, get to know the family and everything before you start running your mouth. Okay, I'm telling you. People ain't who they say they are. They play a good game, honey. When they ready to, right, when they want to deceive you, they go all out. Okay, some of them even got their family members in on the deceivement. So be careful, okay, in everything you do. Right. And if you call him your ex-boyfriend for a reason, when he an ex-boyfriend, that means his family is an ex too. That means you get rid of all them because half of them just spies sitting there watching, seeing what you doing so they can go back and tell him what you doing. Yeah, you got to be careful, baby. This world is something different. Be careful out here. I love y'all. Okay, it's Saturday. Like I said, I was just up because I got my own funeral to attend this morning. I got to go to give my mother some support. You know what I mean? It's a family thing over here. Just like it's a family thing over there with y'all. I love y'all. It's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can. It's Saturday. We just talking, chopping it up, talking about a whole lot of topics that's going on. Okay, today, y'all better look it up. Yeah, China real big mad at us because we trying to take off their little TikTok. Y'all better leave these folks alone so we can live. Well, they'll do anything, you know what I'm saying, to keep their position. That means if they got to kill us off, they're going to try to kill us off. Listen, be careful of your surroundings. Always keep your phone. Listen, when you got your phone, you could potentially be a reporter. Okay, when you have your phone with you, record everything. Once you recording, that means you are that reporter. Okay, you report the story, get what you need to get, because sometimes recording can save your life. I know they be mad at you when you pull out your phone, but you need whatever little protection you can these days. Like I said, shit, we got to have that conversation, America. We really got to have that conversation. It's Saturday with your girl, the why and why not? Because we can. Listen, God is good when all the time. When in doubt, you pray it out. Yeah. Don't be afraid to pray, baby. It's all good, all right? God is always listening. And to those of you who's thinking about doing something painful or hurtful to yourself today, don't. We need you here with us. We love you. Okay, I know some people don't tell people they love them, but your girl, the why, loves you. I do love you. I know without you, there's no me. You know what I mean? All right. When we started together, And I want to thank everybody for having my back. It's hard out here, y'all. I just realized that my little friend had anxiety. I didn't even know what that meant. Baby, stress kills. Anxiety can lead to stress. Stress can lead to heart attack, death. Y'all be careful out here. Ain't nobody worth your health. Now, if you around somebody, really, and they annoy you or they make you feel some type of way, you're going to have to learn how to distance yourself. You are important, Americans. We have to do what's important for us. If you got somebody around that triggers your shit, get them from around you. Really, really, you are what's important. Your health is important. Fellas, go get checked out. Get that colon and shit checked out. Y'all need to live a long time. We love y'all. You understand me? Thousands of black men today, I mean thousands, die of colon cancer. We need to check into that. You know what I'm saying? Go get your little self checked out. That's another problem with our urban America, too. We hate going to the doctor till the shit really start hurting us. Then it be too late. By that time, it be too late. No, go get regular checkups. Go check on yourself regularly. See how you doing. You got to be here to create your children's generational wealth. Ain't nobody gonna do it the way we do it. You understand me? It's only a few of us soldiers left. It is. Yo, New York, Bronx, Harlem. It's only a few of us soldiers left, you know. Right. So while we here, right, you got to take care of yourself so you can build that generational wealth. So when you gone, your money can still spend. I mean, that's the plan for me, baby. Okay, and you know where I got that from. I got that from, right, 10 toes down, nip, all day, every day. You understand me? That's the perfect way, especially to take care of your family. Look out for your family. Okay, break the generational curse. Do not have pedophiles around your kids. Now, if you know for a fact your uncle is a pedophile because he probably touched on you, why would you have him around your kids? You know he ain't a changed man. If he touched on you, he going to try to touch on them. And you got to be careful nowadays because they are not only touching on little girls, they touching on little boys. Okay? And listen to your kids, y'all. The suicide rate is going up by the second. Our children is going through too much. Protect your kid. Listen to your kid and believe your kid. You understand me? This racism shit is starting to get outrageous. Look at the Karens of the day. Okay? Look at the Karens out here. It's a whole lot of them. And they're even in schools with our kids. Did y'all hear about the one where they made the baby pee in a trash can, allegedly, in front of the whole goddamn class? Because he had to use the bathroom. And then when he peed himself, they put him in a trash bag all day. Didn't even call his mom or them to change his clothes or none of that. They put him, allegedly, in a trash bag all day. Boy, y'all something else, ain't they? They really trying to humiliate us. Upset, okay? Really, I don't know why. And then I want to meet the motherfucker that said, white is good and black is not. And why are we judging each other by the color of our skins instead of judging each other? Instead of judging each other for what's in our hearts. I don't get it. This is not back in 1960. These kids is not going to do like our ancestors said and just roll over. Y'all going to have a real problem, society. A real problem. This is a different generation. Baby, they don't care. Okay, they working on that wish factor. I wish a motherfucker would. Okay, y'all know what this is. Y'all definitely know what this is, okay? I'm just saying, I love you. It's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can and we a family, a company, a squad, of some sort, right. Yeah, they got a new show supposed to be coming on with Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon, who wants to have my baby? Wow. Is that cute? Y'all gonna watch it? I'm gonna say, I'm gonna look at it a little bit, see what it's about. I know it's gonna be funny. Okay, I know we gonna key at the end of the show, but I can't, you know. I don't know. That's a little degrading if you ask me. I mean, considering how many baby mamas he has, you know? I mean, I know they was like, oh, we're going to make light of it. You know, you have a lot of, I don't know. I don't know how I would feel. I would have mixed feelings, you know. Hollywood is something else, ain't they? Ain't they? I mean, because I'd be thinking about how my kids would feel in the future, because what you do now could affect their future, Mr. Cannon. You know, I'm just saying. Big ups to Zeus. Okay, yeah, it's the new network, the new urban network, TV network. Oh, yeah, I pay for it every month faithfully. Right, right, because the messiness, I love it, you know. Right, you got to pick your poison, okay? And that's mine. You understand me? It's your girl, the wife. It's Saturday here in the seas. It's very rainy. It's sort of a blue day. That's why I said, let me call and talk to my family today. I miss y'all. I do want to say I miss you. I'm pushing, okay? We're getting out there. God is good. Win all the time. When in doubt, I pray it out over here. I tell you, y'all, that's what I do. I love you. I just want to come on and say how much I did love you. We're going to be doing this early in the morning now. I think I'm going to get up early, y'all. I like, the earlier, the better. You know, the later we record, that's when everybody want to bother you. I like to record when everybody's asleep. 3 in the morning definitely works for me. You know, it's a good look. It's a good look. It's a good look. Everybody's quiet. You know, you can relax. You can think. Listen, relaxing is always good. If you're feeling stressed, just relax a little. But talk to your kids. Back to that. Because our children are our future. Believe what they say. Okay? Because this world is getting nasty out here. And why? We only have a few that share those views of, you know, white superior and black is not. We only have a few. But we got to get ready to change that. Yeah. We got to get ready to change that. So our children's children won't have to go through this. It's really heart-wrenching. It's a hard thing to go through. As somebody asking you, what are you doing in this neighborhood after you done worked all your life just to be in that neighborhood, a safe place for your children. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to live somewhere where you and your kids can't even walk down the street. Okay? I mean, wow. America is something else. Well, we great at handling, trying to handle other people's problems instead of handling our own. I love y'all. It's Saturday. I'm going to say talk of Saturday because that's what it is. I just needed to talk. You know how sometimes you need to talk? Yeah, I needed to talk today. Yeah, you be somebody's ear. How about that? Let them talk. Don't give no opinions or nothing. Just be somebody's superhero today. Let them vent. And you know, when you vent, you always feel much better. I feel great right now. I know what I need to do. Because at first I was contemplating on going to the funeral, y'all. Because it takes a lot. Especially with us, urban people, it just takes a lot out of us. You know, because we love hard. And when our loved one leave, it cuts like a knife. And it slices you. It slices right through you. I tell you. Yeah, I have experienced it. And at first, I wasn't going to go. But I'm going now, y'all. I need to be that support that my mom needs at a time like this. But, yeah, take care of yourself. Go to your doctor's appointments and make sure you're here. At least make sure you're here to make sure you build your generational wealth. Yeah, that's important. That's important. Oh, the lottery is up to like what? 200 mil or something like that, allegedly. Better go on and spend that $2-3. I know some of y'all buying $50 worth and, you know, $60. Nah, honey. Two's good for me, baby. Two's good for me. I love you. It's Saturday, y'all. We just sat here and talked together. And I appreciate y'all. Y'all always make me feel better. It's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. It's Saturday, y'all. I love you. I love you. I love you. Peace and love. I'm out.